Saturday Light Brigade, Dave Van Ronk.
Thank you. Good night.
Urge for Going. A great rendition of that song. He really owns it when he sings that particular tune, doesn't he? You also heard Sliding Away by the Persuasions, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728. Dan Hicks gets us started with this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Indian John girl once said, "I'm making Indian cornbread." Since the eagle flies, take a hit, advice and go. Cracking Big Bob was on a heavy job. He heard a noise and says, "Come on, boys, let's go."
Keep moving, keep moving.
A horse was in a race. Icky Winshaw was placed. He came in first from out of thirst to go.
Keep moving, keep moving.
It's like you've seen a cop and you don't exactly want to stop. It's a motion and lotion that makes you want to go.
Keep moving,
keep moving,
keep moving with a motion that'll make you wanna
go.
Keep moving with a motion that'll make you wanna
get in your rowboat and row. A truck driver once said, "I got a sleepy head." That truck driver, he took a pill and had the will to go.
Where's the money?
Little Betty Lou.
time. You got the rain, can let the pain. Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Where's the gal?
Where's the money?
A boxer's in a ring. He hears the bell go ding. He wins that fight with all his might. He got some money.
Where's the money? Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Just put it here.
Just put it here. Just put it here. Just put it here. He'll be here myself.
That's Dan Hicks at the Saturday Light Brigade. And where's the money? Hope that song made you smile as much as it made us smile listening to it.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
We want to thank you if you support SLB in any way, including financially. Hard to believe, but it's almost time for Giving Tuesday, which is the launch of our annual appeal. Giving Tuesday is December 2nd. It's a worldwide day of giving that makes it easy to support nonprofit organizations whose work you value. Officially, you can give through the Give Big Pittsburgh portal on Tuesday, December 2nd. If you'd like to get a jump start, you can do so at slbradio.org/donate, slbradio.org/donate, or by calling us anytime this morning. Thanks for your support. Yes, yes, the Sound Hound is here. This is the time when the Sound Hound makes his weekly appearance. And I am about to see if I can get the sound away from him and then bring it on to the radio so that you can work on identifying it. He gets ferocious and I get the sound, and boy, he did not give us a whole lot to work with this week. Sound Hound, what did you bring for us? That was fast. Here it is one more time. 412-205-975. If you can identify the sound, we hope to hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I remembered to feed the Sound Hound this time. Good luck.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my oh. Me gotta go. Pull a P-roll down the bio. My bun, the sweetest one. Guitar.
That's Del McCurry at the Saturday Light Brigade and Jambalaya. He's playing there with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And a lot of answers are coming in as you work on this morning's Sound Hound puzzle, as well as a few requests to let you hear the sound again. It's tough, given its length. If you would like to take a guess, 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Rick and Georgette, thank you for your generous donation as we head towards our annual appeal. We are so glad you've been with us for so many years and are grateful for your support. And lots of guesses are coming in. Patrick in Stanton Heights more or less has the correct answer. Very close. If I tell you exactly what he wrote, it might give it away. The same is true for Caden. Caden, you've got what you might hear after this is done, but it's not what you hear. You would first hear this, and then when it wasn't needed anymore, you might hear the sound you guessed. Johnny Herrick thought it might be a stack of books falling over. And let's see, Stuart thought, oh, it might be one of those old-style credit card readers where you put a piece of carbon paper over the card slide and go, and the roller goes over the card to read the raised numbers on the card. It's not that, but that would be a great sound. I used to have one of those somewhere. Rich in Freeport thought it could be scrambling an egg with a fork in a stainless steel bowl. It's not that, but that's a good guess. That almost sounds like we're playing Clue. It's scrambling an egg with a fork in the stainless steel bowl. That's not it. Richard is on the north side. He's very close. Is it a Sharpie or some kind of marker on a big paper board or cardboard easel? You are very, very close. And Tommy got it exactly correct. And he was saying these devices aren't used too much anymore. He said, you'll know it if you're in your 80s like me, Tommy wrote. They're still in use. Maybe not as common. Rich in Edinburgh has writing with a Sharpie. Annie has writing with a marker. Charlie says it's an IBM Selectric typewriter. I remember those like it was yesterday. And writing with a Sharpie is pretty close to what we were looking for. But we were looking for something slightly differently. Carla is always quite accurate with her answers. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Hi there. Oh, well, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You knew this. And these are still very much in use. They're not as common as the Sharpie whiteboards that get used. But what did you know this to be?
Well, it's writing on a board. I do have to say, it doesn't sound as chalk chalkboardish as some chalkboards, though, because, you know, usually chalk is smaller in your hand, and it makes more of a, you know, well, sometimes a squeaky noise, sometimes not, and you're right, they don't use them as much anymore, and as a teacher, I'm very familiar, when I had just enough light perception, and I could see the big E on a chart, I never saw colors or anything, but I could see dark and light, I could actually, if I had a white chalk on a blackboard and wrote very big, I could read what I would write. And I did use it in my classroom somewhat, but then my writing got worse and worse, and I started writing more like an alien, and then my small letters went away.
From another planet.
Yeah, I think in Braille, I got to be honest with you.
Well, we did take that sound from actual chalk, but what made it tricky is we only took about a second or two. So you're right. Yeah. You don't hear the conventional breaking that might take place as chalk is used, or the squeaking that inexperienced chalk users might have happening. Caden thought it was bringing two erasers together, clapping two erasers, and he was so close thinking about it.
Well, maybe the reason it didn't, you know, when I used chalk, I remember I used it way down to the tip. Sometimes it'd be really tiny and I'd be writing, and that makes a very different sound when you're writing with a tiny piece of chalk, you know.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I was always a conservative sort of a person, you know.
And do you remember those chalk holders they would make? You could put the chalk in like a metal, almost like a lipstick tube holder, which helped you get every last bit of the chalk out.
Oh, yes.
I almost forgot about those. And then the musical staff chalk devices where you could put, you know, five different pieces of chalk on this contraption, and you would write with it horizontally across the board to get a musical staff of five lines.
I don't remember that. I do remember in just a couple years ago when I had my big classroom, which I liked, they made me move, they gave my classroom away, I had this magnetic chalkboard. And I was long beyond being able to write with chalk, but I used to, you know, use bulldog clips and put posters and verb charts and things, and it had that chalk tray in the bottom, and I'd stand things up in that chalk tray, and it was a really great visual display for my students, and now I miss it, because that really brought the languages to life, and I could put things up there, you know.
Well, well done. A charge to you for coming up with chalkboard. A few other people just came up with it while we were talking. I hope it's a good weekend for you.
Well, yeah, I'm getting ready to do a big business expo for LinguaLearn, so I'm getting all geared up for that. So I'll be working all day today, and I'm hoping this might be the last Saturday I have to work for a while, because working 6 days a week gets old very fast, especially when you're working 12 and 14-hour days the other day.
Well, it can.
But between the school and the business, you know how it goes, you know.
Well, good luck, and thanks for being with us, as always.
Well, thank you, and thank you for getting my morning and my weekend off to a good start.
Jim in Crafton Heights also got the correct answer. Jeff in Maine said writing your signature on a chalkboard with chalk. John and Carrick had a guess of adding machine. Jesse in Point Breeze came up with chalk on a chalkboard. And I mentioned Annie was among those who had writing with a Sharpie. And I think we will accept those as correct answers as well. And Caden thought it was banging and sliding chalkboard erasers together. And Caden, I think it's great that you got in the chalkboard vicinity there. Patrick of Stanton Heights had said someone quickly erasing writing and brushing away the eraser crumbs. And this, I can see that being so close if you're writing with chalk. Congratulations. Thank you, Soundhound. for solving or for helping us with a puzzle to solve this morning. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge will be coming up in about 10 minutes as we bring you our Afterthoughts puzzle. Now it is a pleasure for us to welcome Christine CMC Bethea with a preview of birthday. I knew I would do that. Birthday at Tiffany's. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
I'm fine. And people often make that mistake. And I truthfully have to tell you that one of the reasons why I named it Birthday at Tiffany's was the correlation between the breakfast and the birthday.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Yeah.
My thought was that I always enjoyed that movie. And I thought that would also help people remember, you know, to come to the play.
You know what you're doing. This is sounds like a great play. I know a little bit about it. It's set in Homewood, and it centers on a little girl's birthday. Can you tell us more about the plot?
Yes, so you are correct. It is in Homewood, 1980s Homewood, and it's a family. They have a 7-year-old daughter who is having a birthday party, and the family is making all these great and grand plans. The children invited to the party go to a private school, and it turns out that they're not coming because she lives in Homewood. Now, what's very interesting about all this is that instead of coming, they send a gift. And when the gift arrives, instead of the people, that's when everything turns into chaos. And that's the plot of the entire play, is how do we get around this? No birthday, strange thing shows up as a gift. How are we going to tell our daughter? How do we preserve the moment? You know, those are some of the things that we have to deal with.
What a good plot. And I'm sure I don't want to reveal too much of what happens, but if it were me, I would be sad about the people not being there, and I would really be wondering why they weren't there, and I'd be very confused as to why their gifts were there. But who knows? That may or may not be what actually happens.
You certainly have the circle of an intrigue, correct?
Yeah.
So, yeah, very much. But here's the irony. Even though those sad things and those kind of, you know, downer moments are definitely in the play because that's reality, it is a comedy.
That it's often the case where sad things or things that might make you mad or frustrate you, you can also deal with them with a smile or learn from them too. Tell me about yourself more, Christine. Are you from this area originally?
I was born in Pittsburgh and not raised in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm part of a military family. And, you know, we traveled the world, and I was born in the city of Pittsburgh, but because I wasn't raised here, it was impetus to come back. And I came back in the early 70s and haven't left since. So I'm actually very happy with the hometown I wasn't raised in. But that was a very strange dynamic as I was growing up, because I would run into people who literally had lived in the city, and they would mention things, and I would say, I'm from Pittsburgh too. And they would mention something, and I wouldn't know anything about it.
Oh, that's funny. And is this your first play, or have you written others?
This is my first play. I do have a journalism background, but I actually spent a good 25 plus years pretty successfully as a visual artist. So I even currently have a quilt showing at the Botanical Gardens out in Oakdale. So my quilting and my art has been the visible part of me for a good many years. And this opportunity to come back around to write happened when the August Wilson Archives at the University of Pittsburgh put out a call. And they asked for creative people to come into the archives, look around, and see what inspired them. I thought I was going to be doing some sort of visual art, but I was called to write again. And so, you know, full circle here, back to writing.
And what inspired you in the archives to create this work? Did you see pictures or?
Well, I think it was actually seeing the, you know, the actual written plays, because a lot of the plays that August Wilson wrote were, you know, there with his, you know, in his original typewriter format. And the fact that you literally could see his fingerprints on the scripts, because he often, of course, would roll them up and carry them in his pocket, or, you know what I mean? You can see his physical manipulation of the materials. And I remember thinking as I'm reading, you know, through the scripts, I'm just like, no, this is what I want to do. I want to write a play. I want to write a play. And I took some of the, I guess, devices of his theater writing, which were, you know, the century cycle idea, so the 1980s. And then also, he always has a great curmudgeon, so I made sure I had one of those, and in a character named Pops. You know, played by Miles James. But there's my cast is incredible. You know, Miles and Tanika Harris, Richard McBride, Mike Zolovich, Jenny Malarkey, and an incredible director, Dominique Briggs. So I am so excited to be working with this team of people and making my vision happen. It's like I shook them out of my head and whoop. Now they're alive.
Oh, I love the way you put that. The play is going to be, it's a short run, so if it sounds intriguing, there's not going to be too much time to see it. It opens on Thursday, the 20th at 7:30, and then on Friday, November 21st, a matinee at 10, and then a show at 7:30. That evening, you can go to the New Haslett Theater's website for additional information. It's called Birthday at Tiffany's, and Christine CMC Bethea is the playwright. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I just want to say that I hope people come. I think they'll enjoy it. That the play speaks to, you know, everybody and every generation, you know, just about us as people, you know, who we are and what sort of struggles that we, you know, encounter and how to solve them. And that often this is, turns out to be kind of serendipitous.
Very true. And it really sounds like an engaging play that will make you laugh and also think, which is the mark of a great piece of work. So thank you for writing it. And I know you've probably got a lot to do to get ready still. I hope the week goes well.
We do, with only, you know, 6 days to, you know, finish up everything. But it's been wonderful. And thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks. And again, here's to a great run. There, you've got playwright Christine CMC Bethea, and her play Birthday at Tiffany's will run at the New Haslett Theater on November 20th and 21st. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Annie, who remembers the five chalk staff drawing device, her weekend, and Caden and Matt's weekend, and hopefully yours, off to a good start this Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Such a thrill, feet can't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. Can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it's simply grand to play in a band when they it swing that music, I'm as happy as can be. When it swing that music for me.
Saturday Light Brigade with Swing Sessions and Swing That Music. What a busy morning it has been, and we're grateful for your being with us this morning. We've been talking with so many folks as the morning has gone on. We are very close to playing our Afterthoughts puzzle. That's going to be coming up more or less in about a minute or so.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, the world premiere of the Prime Stage Theater production of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe Presents Tales of Mystery, Horror, and Imagination takes place this weekend at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside, ending on November 16th as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's now time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. Before I forget, thank you to Rick and Georgette, and also to Mary for helping to get us started with our annual appeal. Giving Tuesday is December 2nd. That's the day we officially get things started. You can donate via Give Big Pittsburgh on that day. But you can also get an early start. And those three individuals showed just how easy it is if you go to slbradio.org/donate. A lot of other folks also got head starts by establishing monthly donation amount using our website. It's easy to do. I will mention Tommy and also Rick for doing the same thing. Barbara has done that. Dave, Ann, Mike, and Jess, and a bunch of other folks. Thank you, regardless, for your support and for helping to get our annual donor drive off to a good start. Now, let's give you a chance to solve today's Afterthoughts puzzle. What one word follows short, door, and back? We're looking for a word that naturally follows short, door, and back. Do you think you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Welcome home to a place you've never been. Still the land, the sky, the wind say you are known. Welcome home. Land still remembers, it's in the blue stem and the mud, and the ancestors within you, there is memory in the blood. There will be a place to wallow, there will be room to run, better than a nickel back, you're back where you belong. welcome home to a place you've never been. Still the land, the sky, the wind say you are known. Welcome home. Oh, would the weather wonder at the thunder you could make? Thunder without lightning, with dust clouds in your wake. Oh, we wish you many seasons. We wish you healthy young. The occasional mild winter, shade from the summer sun. Head down into the wind, you know what December brings. You know how to face the cold, to meet another spring. Welcome home, welcome home, to a place you've never been. Still the land, the sky, say you are known. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
With Emma's Revolution and West Virginia Friend. John Gorka did the song Welcome Home. That's from his brand new album called Unentitled. Thank you to Deb for your support of SLB. Debbie, we appreciate your generosity. It means the world to us. We are working on our Afterthoughts puzzle. Charlie gave a great additional clue, which I'll pass along in a moment. We're looking for the word that follows short, door, and back. Short, door, and back. And you can play along off or on the air. We'd love to have you join us on the radio. Kids, adults, everybody in between, always welcome at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. And I'm going to start going through our messages. James in Freiburg got the correct answer, as did Larry in Elwood City. Oh, very good additional clue from Stuart. If you're having trouble, Stuart and McCandless, listening along with Sarah, adds full as a clue. Full. Here's Trish, who I think is in Cook Forest this morning. Trish got the correct answer. And Patrick is in South Park, also with the right answer. And Annie got it as well. Oh, Tommy's got a lot. He added truck as a clue, as well as pit. And a few others. John in Economy Borough got the correct answer and expressed it as a demand. And here's Molly. Molly, thank you for checking in. She is in Kennerdell. How nice to hear from Kennerdell. It's been a while since we've had some interaction with a Kennerdell listener up near the Allegheny River. Molly has the correct answer. Linda, half of the dynamic duo listening with Fred, has it. Pajin Lamartine has it. Elaine in Maine, I believe, has the correct answer. Mike notes it's a word he frequently texts. Me too. And here is Beth in Emlinton, who noted that birthday boy Bob got the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. Bruce in Ingram has the correct answer. And the McDonald's in Kaiser, West Virginia, have it. Gail in Stanton Heights got it. Jim in Crafton Heights says, not fair giving me a puzzle answer that might unsubscribe me from text messages. That's a good point. Dan and Kathy are in Grove City, and they've got the correct answer. Carrie in Oil City got it. Steve and Sharon got the correct answer, as did Dan in Mercer. Wonderful to have so many correct answers. Did you come up with it? We were looking for the word stop. And well, Don, if you came up with it, we'll have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm.
I've been here long old Saturday. I said today I've been here. I'm in a sad old lonesome day. Seems like tomorrow.
There's John Hammond with Stop and Listen, and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. We have more games and fun coming up in our next hour, so please stick around. It's birthday time now, and Bob in Emlinton, your wife Beth, who we just heard from, wishes you a very happy birthday. And I'm looking, my brother, one of my brothers, almost shares your birthday to the year. He was born on November 13th in the same year in which you were born. Devin in McClellantown, happy birthday to you, Devin, from your family. Rebecca is in Brighton Heights. Your family wishes you a happy birthday. And Marge wishes Garrett of McKee's Rocks a happy birthday. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 16th, Paloma is turning six, and your Aunt Susie wants you to have a very happy birthday. It's also the birthday of Zaina of North Braddock, Edwina, Leah from parents Paul and Amy and your brothers. Happy birthday. And Cecilia celebrates on the 16th, and husband Jim celebrates on the 17th. Happy birthday to the best parents from Laura, Aaron, Jamie, Dale, Carson, Jay, Jason, Frankie, and Theo. And all, we love you. Happy birthday also to Caitlin and to Kia of historic Brookville. All celebrating on November 16th. And Mom, Dad, Buddy, and Gussie, especially, wish Kia happy birthday. Bill of Edgewood leads off our November 17th celebrations. Neloy of Oakland for Mom and Dad. John from Steve, Terry, and Ann. Susanna of Southold, New York from parents Penny and Pete. And sisters Kirsten and Megan. Happy birthday. Some of them are known as the girls, by the way. Well, really everybody but Pete. Michael of Allison Park, happy birthday to you from your family, also on November 17th. Gabriella from Kenny and Susanna of Wexford and Hoke of Castle Shannon. Mason from Aunt Dee and Uncle Tom Marley and Millie of Verona from son Carlotta. On the 18th, we have Manny of McClellan Town and Antonio of McDonald, Ohio, Naomi of Emsworth, and John of Castle Shannon from Kathy, Aaron, and Jeff. On November 19th, it's Christopher of Crafton from Mom and Dad and Brianna. Also, Claire of Cheswick from your family, Leisha of Plumborough from Mom, Dad, and family, Bailey of St. Augustine, Florida, from Mom, Dad, Cassie, Grace, and Cameron. We also have a happy birthday to Casey and Cindy and to Charlie. On November 20th, happy birthday to Millie from Chuck Ethel, Billy, and Betty. And on the 21st, it's Mary Kate of Squirrel Hill from Jim, Carla, Jimmy, Sarah, and Rebecca, Abigail and Samantha, Uncle Chris and Aunt Jan. Tyler of Charlotte, North Carolina, from Mom and Dad and Caitlin and Mason. Kara of Butler from Nathan, plus Dad Tim and Mom Mary Ann. Arit of Morningside from Mom and Dad. Gabe from your mom and dad and Simon. Christina of Steubenville from husband James and daughter Hannah. And finally, Fanny and Ray of Mars, Pennsylvania, celebrate a wedding anniversary on November 21st.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's official postal address and we will make sure an official uniformed person hand delivers a birthday.